FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
We got 7 days to go until the Traitors finale.
That's right.
It's going to be happening. If you're watching it on BBC One, it's really good again this year. And 17 days until the next Irish bank holiday. First weekend in Feb, I believe, isn't it?
I think it is, yeah.
So we've got a break there to look forward to. Today's International Hot Spicy Food Day, so you'll probably be knocking on the door of your local Indian for the hottest thing that they have. That'll be happening later on today, so horse into it. If you're a spicy food fan, you have the green card for today. If you celebrate your birthday, you celebrate with Sade. She is 67.
Sade.
Did I call her Sade?
Yeah.
Sha.
I actually, Sade. I love her.
She's a smooth operator, isn't she?
Oh.
There's no father over the E, though.
Sade is her name, yeah.
That'll do. James May from Top Gear is 63 today. Kate Moss.
Yeah.
The former...
Can I guess?
Go on.
52.
He's bang on the money.
Hey,
well done.
Get in there.
Were you looking at my sheets?
Back of the net, no.
Would you just
know of her.
Okay.
Like many people do.
She's in your orbit.
Yeah.
On this day in 1974, the novel Jaws by Peter Benchley was published, and then Spielberg read it and was enamored with it and turned it into, well, the most terrifying movie of its day.
Brilliant movie, yeah.
Nobody went in swimming for 10 years after Jaws was released. No, beaches were empty.
I could remember the fear of getting into water after watching that film.
Not surprised. It terrified people. What was the name of the Jaws shark? Oh, God, there's a trivia question.
Remember when you actually saw it in real life, this huge mechanical... I mean, it was just, yeah. Mad.
But there was a name for him. They had a name for him. Does anyone know? Oh, without Googling, don't. If you know the name, if you know, just text in 0868104106. They had a name for the shark in Jaws.
Okay.
And he kept breaking down.
Oh.
The reason that you don't see the shark in Jaws until about... It's nearly like an hour into Jaws before you actually see the shark is because Spielberg had to take out loads of scenes at the beginning because the bloody shark kept breaking down.
I never knew that.
So you won't even get to meet the shark, see him properly, about an hour into the first Jaws.
Right, yeah.
And also on this day in 1980, Paul McCartney was jailed in Tokyo for 10 days because he had a bag of smelly stuff in his back pocket.
Okay, yeah. There you go.
All right. Bruce the Shark. Well done, Aussie Pete.
Ah, oh, well done.
G'day, mate. G'day. This is incredible. If you go and get your hair did.
Yeah.
How much does it cost you on average? Would it be 100 quid, 150 quid?
It's around that for women, yeah.
That's mad.
Is it?
It is crazy. Like our haircuts, mine's 20 quid. Do you know what I mean? Back and sides, out the back. Good luck.
Yeah, it is much more expensive as a woman to get your hair did, as you say.
Yeah. This is brilliant. A Galway barbershop has come up with a really unique challenge to decide the price of your haircut.
Oh my God, what?
You go in the door and they give you three. They go, do you want to pay a regular price or do you want to play darts? All right.
Random.
And most people are going for a game of darts. So what you do is you stand up at the hockey. They've set up a dartboard. You throw... Oh, there's Bruce again. Thanks a million. You throw three darts.
Right.
And then you add up your total or whatever that is.
That's
what you pay for the haircut.
Oh, that's mental.
So you literally could pay €180 for a haircut in Galway if you throw three really good darts.
So now, I suppose it's worth them doing it. Although at the other stages, you could also pay €3.
You're aiming for the three. But if you miss, if your dart goes outside the board, if it doesn't hit the board, you have to throw again.
Oh.
Yeah, but you have to hit something.
That's a great little game, isn't it?
A lot of people are coming out with €9 haircuts,
See?
Or €3 haircuts.
So you're aiming to score low. I like that.
Hello, Kelly.
Morning.
We're talking about phrases or figures of speech that wreck your head. I mean, when you hear them, nails down a chalkboard kind of feeling to them.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know, stuff like, Victoria, what have you got?
I've got when someone answers not three bad.
Oh, yeah.
When you ask them how they are. I've got a confession here.
You say that all the time?
No, I thought people were actually saying not tray bad.
As in the French T-R-E-S.
I don't know what I thought, but anyway.
So you normally say not too bad, but I'm going to be mad and wacky.
Not three bad.
Go on, Elaine. Thanks, Elaine.
Yvonne says, I can't stand it when people say changing the narrative.
Oh, corporate talk. Oh, circle back in the emails. Yes. Hi, guys. Could we circle back, please?
Oh.
No, stop it now. Please go away.
Circling back in the new year.
Yeah.
It's the new year.
Corporate email talk does my head in.
Yeah.
What's for you won't go by you.
That's said a lot.
Mona, I have to say, I kind of agree to it. If it's not for you, it won't pass you. So whatever the variation of that
hope,
is.
What's for you, it won't pass you. Yeah. I like that one.
Lisa says she can't stand it when people say Halloween instead of
Halloween. Guilty.
Or when people say
Halloween?
Pacific.
Be
Pacific.
No, that's an ocean.
Be Pacific.
Be Pacific, yeah.
Thanks, Martin.
Lisa says, when my brother-in-law says, it's grand or relax, it drives me and my sister crazy.
It's a bit condescending, isn't it? Chill out, will you just relax? Thanks, Lisa. Back in the day, the phrase back in the day, because people obviously have no idea of times or dates of what they're chatting about from Foxy Lad.
I know what you mean. Back in my day. Yeah, I know what you mean.
How many times have you said something to someone and they've said, leave it with me?
Oh yeah, I say that all the time.
I do say leave it with me.
I actually said that to a listener this morning.
Leave it with me. You've no intention of doing
to Karen,
anything.
Yeah, leave it with me. Owen hates it when people say from the get-go.
Right. What's wrong in the ghetto?
Yeah. This is brilliant from Sisha. Lads, I despise it when people post random things for free on Facebook saying free to a good home. She says, like, why do you care what kind of a home your coffee table's going to? Another one she says is when they say, happy birthday, hon, you deserve it. Then she says, who deserves
the birthday?
So irritating, Sisha in Middleton. Happy Friday, everyone.
Well spotted, Sisha. I can't stand it when people say, I'm not going to lie.
Oh, yeah.
Not going to lie.
I always say that.
You don't want to go to Wales.
I won't lie to you.
I won't lie to you, though.
Here's another one. This is the same as what we just read. What's for you won't pass you.
Yeah.
Sean says, I'm still waiting for that thing that's for me. Drives me mad when my parents say, boys will be boys when their little darlings have been bold. That's from Tina.
Mm-hmm.
What else have we got here?
I love when somebody says, a good font up the hole.
That's classic.
It's the Cork variation of a kick in the backside.
Or what about when people are on holiday and they post a holiday photo and then they say underneath, I've had worse Mondays.
Oh, yeah. Or the holiday photo, go on, so.
Yes.
Monday's office.
Go on, so.
So annoying.
The airport pint at 5 a.m. Oh, go on, so.
Morning, Red FM. Mine is definitely when you're offering someone a cup of tea and you're like, do you take sugar? And they're like, no, I'm sweet enough.
Phones hopping, very busy this morning. Lots of WhatsApps coming in. The phrases, figures of speech and phrases that melt your head that you just can't stand.
Some of these are so good, lads.
Hollybops. When people calling holidays hollybops sends me over the edge. Thanks, Shirley. I hate it when people say, Asher's cheap as chips. Chips are not cheap
nowadays. No, they're not.
It's a fiver a bag.
Yeah, it is.
Thanks, Mary. I hate it when people say, just saying. Just S-A-Y-I-N apostrophe.
I'm guilty of that. Yeah. I also type that in a text. Sometimes I say, which is even more annoying, hashtag just saying.
It's a bit, it's totally condescending, isn't it?
Isn't it? Hashtag just saying.
Shaz has been on to me. Okay, I love this. When people say yeah, but they do it breathing in. Yeah.
Oh, that is so bizarre.
Do you know where it comes from? It's Scandinavian. This is huge in places like Sweden. They go, as a kind of a response.
I thought they just needed an inhaler.
The Vikings brought it over here. They just need a blast of Ventolin.
Yeah. They do it a lot in this country. Yeah.
Blind Boy did a whole podcast on this. It has something to do with Scandinavian. The Vikings brought it in. And it's an ingressive yeah. Yeah. It's Joe Duffy.
Yeah. Marlene, she set fire to your house. Yeah.
It's a real Irish. I think it's a real Irish thing.
Very Irish thing to do.
Until I moved here.
I thought
they were short of breath.
Kev. When the girlies say, going for drinky poo.
Yeah. And he drives him mad.
Kira was talking about something similar a few days ago, apparently. Yeah.
Lads, I sent this to Kira the other day as well. It's not play it by ear. It's actually play it by ear.
Yes, it's play it by ear.
Do people say year?
People say play it by year.
I've also heard people say play it by air.
Play it by air, yeah.
But it is. It's an actual ear. Paul says, I can't stand it when people say, oh, living the dream.
Oh, when they're having a crap day. Yeah. I actually quite like living the dream, especially when you meet someone and they say it so sarcastically.
Yeah.
Sure, how's the new job? Yeah. Living the dream.
This is what Liam says. Lads, we've a head of HR who swallowed the corporate dictionary and spits out the waffle like Nerf bullets.
Brilliant.
They say things like, I don't have the bandwidth to circle back.
Oh, please.
Or, we should red circle that item and capture it again while going forward. Absolute waffle from Liam.
There's nothing worse than the corporate talk.
There is a lot of that, isn't there, these days?
Yeah.
Even the Taoiseach would be saying some of that.
Oh, even know. Going forward. Going forward.
Yeah. What about Kev? You didn't hear this from me now. Yeah, but I did, your big dirty gossip.
Red FM Breakfast's winning words. with Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Powlett Duff, North Point Business Park and Mahon Point Retail Park.
This morning we're playing Winning Words for €1,000 on a Friday morning. There's Leanne. Hello, Leanne.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad. All right, listen, this has been an absolute disaster.
It has.
2 weeks into it now and not a sniff of a winner.
Well, you know.
All right.
Okay, hopefully my luck is in.
I hope so.
We'll give it a blast and see how you get on. Victoria Nichols,
yes.
You know I love you.
Yeah.
But you gotta go. Out she goes, out of the studio, out of the room. Leanne, we are playing for €1,000.
Breakfast's winning words.
I'm gonna give you some words, four in total, okay? Bank.
Machine.
Bank machine. Good one, good one. Star.
Star Wars.
Star Wars. Excellent. Excellent. Water.
Water bottle.
Good on you, Leanne. That's really strong. Electric.
Picnic.
Picnic. All right. Let's go. Dave, grab Victoria. Bring her back. And let's see what we can do here for you for €1,000. Speakers back on. Mic back on. Can you hear me? Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Hello.
All right, Leanne has given me four words.
Okay.
You need to match those four for her to win €1,000 on a Friday morning. Are you ready? Okay. First word I gave Leanne was bank. If I say bank, you say?
Bank. Machine. Okay.
All right. Second word is star. It's an obvious one, yeah?
Star Wars.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
I said to Leanne water and she gave me what?
Water bottle.
Three. This is like yesterday now.
Oh, come on.
How are you feeling, Leanne? All right?
I'm nervous now.
€1,000 on the line. Come on, Vic, come on. I said electric.
Picnic?
Yes! Yes!
Oh, my God.
Finally!
Oh, I'm delighted.
You did it!
Brilliant.
I thought we were going to can this game because I was like, we're never going to win it for this at all.
Oh, what a relief.
No, I manifested it. I said I was going to win it.
Oh, Leanne, what a relief.
Leanne.
Oh, I'm delighted. Oh, my God.
Yeah, pox bucket. They were excellent.
This is literally my week. I passed my driving test yesterday as well, so I think I need to do the lotto or something.
Oh, wow.
Leanne, that's incredible.
Wow.
Oh, I'm delighted.
Oh.
Thank you so much.
I'm so glad I matched.
€1,000 in the bank. You see, you gave us really obvious answers and that's how you play.
It is, yeah.
When you get the four words, the thing that sings the most with the next with the next phrase will win you the money.
That's how you do it.
Leanne, you're the first winner on Winning Words. You got €1,000. Well done.
Oh, thank you so much.
Have a great weekend.
Best ever. Thank you.
Bye. Well done.
Oh, wow.
Hey, you did it.
Oh, I'm so relieved, lads.
Oh my God.
I've been feeling so bad.
Okay, that's how it works.
Yeah, she gave really obvious answers.
Four words.
Yeah.
Let's go. Sabrina Carpenter and Manchild, 7:30. This is Red FM Breakfast.
Red FM weather.
With Casey's Furniture. The winter event is now on. Shop in store and online at caseys.ie.
Cloudy and overcast. Good few showers expected today. Dry tomorrow and the wet stuff is back on Sunday. It's 7:31 in the morning. This is Red FM. Here's Kelly.
Thanks, Casey. Good morning. The Irish Wheelchair Association is backing calls for a €400 emergency winter payment for disabled people. Some people with disabilities are being forced to choose between heating their homes or feeding themselves. A ban on fishing at the lock has been lifted. It's after an outbreak of bird flu led to restrictions at the amenity. A group of British parents are taking TikTok to court in the US over the deaths of their children. They say they died after attempting a viral social media challenge in 2022. And a new series of Love Island All-Stars is finally underway. Wildfires led to the villa in South Africa being evacuated, so Monday's big launch couldn't go ahead. And those are the headlines. I'll have more at 8.
Red FM and off the ball.
with Simply Suits. Simple details make perfect suits. Find us off the Kinsale Road roundabout.
Good morning, I'm Rory O'Hagan. And Barry Robson will take charge of Cork City for the first time in a competitive game. Tonight, the Rebel Army go to Middleton in the Munster Senior Cup. That's in Knockgriffin at 7:30. Ringmahon Rangers host Treaty United at the same time. At 7:45, Cove Wanderers on the road to Kerry for my host Rockland. And in the Premier Division tonight, St Mary's host Carrigaline at 8:15. The final round of pool games getting underway in the Investec Champions Cup tonight. Bath and Edinburgh go head-to-head for its top spot in Munster's Pool 2. That's at the Rec. It kicks off at 8. And in basketball, the Rebel Wheelers will look to win their 7th IAW National Cup final in a row tonight. The Cork side are facing South East Swifts in the National Basketball Arena. That tips off at 6. That's the sport with Simply Suits.
There are 151 days to what?
The World Cup.
The World G Cup.
You excited?
I'm very excited. Very, very excited.
You've been on a countdown for the last 537 days. Where
I just love the World Cup. It's my favourite event.
Would you not go?
I'm going to Canada.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm going to go over if we qualify. So when? Myself and a few buddies in June 20-something. No, or June 19th,
when
I think.
When we qualify.
If we qualify, there's a possibility of a game there. So we've jumped the gun. We're going anyway, myself and a few friends.
I think that's brilliant.
Okay, I've never been there. We're going to fly over.
Do you love the World Cup even when Ireland are doing so
just
well?
Just as an event, it's amazing. Yeah. So, anyway, here's some really good news for Ireland. Have a listen to this. This is a crowd chanting, Parrots on Fire. This is his club that he's playing with at the moment. Rory, who's he with?
He's at Alkmaar.
Alkmaar. He scored a hat-trick again.
Against Ajax.
AZ Alkmaar.
Good on you, Vic.
I know what I'm on about.
Our hot hitter is knocking in the goals left, right and centre. He's in good form.
Ajax have refunded all the fans who went to that game and away game, so all the fans who travelled to that game, Ajax have refunded them to apologise for how crap they were.
Wow. Really? That has never happened before.
So I para got them all their money back.
Wow.
It's riddle time.
What a man.
I love it.
What a man.
Riddle it just a little bit. I want to hear you riddle it just a little bit.
It's Riddle Wars. It's the bitchiest feature on radio. Be nice to each other now, gang. All right? Be nice. Be nice. Listeners, get ready to jump in if you want to join Riddle Wars this morning. 7:33 on Red FM on a Friday. They're all giving each other the middle finger. Yes, that's the kind of teamwork I love. Riddle number one. Here we go. Much higher than the trees I am. My bulk exceeds a house. And yet, to most, I'm smaller than a mouse.
Me.
Yeah.
Vic. Sky.
No, yes! It's not. No, 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 no.
Oh.
No.
Say that again for me.
You were close, though. Much higher than the trees I am. My bulk exceeds a house, yet to
more.
Yeah.
Or sun.
Rory, come in next.
Clouds.
You're close.
Oh, moon. Ow.
Little higher.
Stars.
It's correct.
Yes.
I can't believe he got it after all that.
It is a star.
After the seven guesses that we had. Yeah.
I know, yeah.
You just guessed everything above us. Like.
Okay. One has a head without an eye. The other has an eye without a head. And half the answer hangs upon a thread.
Oh, Vic. Four.
Yeah?
Needle.
Is correct.
Yes. Ugh. I am flying it this morning, lads. You better watch yourself, Rory.
One each, Kelly.
I'm coming for you.
It's Friday.
Without a birdie or a saddle, across a thing I ride a straddle. And those I ride by help of me, though most blind are made to see. What am I?
Whoa,
I know this is a bit.
I actually zoned out halfway through.
I know. Can hear the sound of the bottom of the barrel being scraped here.
Vic.
Go on.
Golf.
Is wrong. Wow. No, one more time.
So without a bridle and saddle?
Without a bridle or a saddle, across a thing I ride a straddle. And those I ride by help of me. Though almost blind, I'm made to see. What am I?
I don't know.
It's a guide dog.
You're in the right dimension.
Is it something to do with a horse?
What? I don't know. Rory?
What?
You're not doing very well this
morning.
This
sounds like someone has made up something like.
Okay,
stop
none
giving
of us
Kelly hints.
I'm not giving Kelly hints.
I saw you giving Kelly hints.
I can't understand what he's even doing.
I gave you a wink.
All right, we give up.
Okay. It was an eyeglass. I gave you a wink. I thought that would have helped.
Eyeglass. Stop.
This isn't the 16th century, you know.
I'm getting all the crap this morning.
It was a monocle. Sorry, what?
Thanks for making these harder, though.
Yeah,
Rory always gets
exactly,
them.
Exactly, yeah.
Spectacles, somebody said. Whoever got spectacles, you're getting the point.
Oh, well
Thank
done.
You very much on WhatsApp. You can think of me as the centre of gravity. What am I? You can think of me as the centre of gravity.
Is it the sun? No. Is it the Earth's rotation?
Think of me as the centre of gravity.
Is it like the letter A? The centre of the word? No.
You're getting there. You're getting there. Centre of gravity.
It's Friday, Casey. We've done a week's work.
3 seconds. Someone says V. Kevin, you're right. V is the answer.
V, sorry.
Yeah. V. Oh, Kelly was close. I think she should nearly get the point there.
Okay. This is my final riddle. What has a stem but has no roots?
Kelly.
For 5 points.
Kelly.
What's the answer?
Wine glass.
Winner!
She was so excited.
She
to get
did
that.
It again!
She's not getting 5 points for that, I'm sorry.
Kel.
No.
That was a 5 point bonus
God,
question.
You're such a bad loser.
No, she's not getting 5 points.
You're being a bad loser.
With Casey. Love waking up in Cork.
Your man left in a huff.
Oh, listen, he's such a sore loser.
He gets so pissy over this, doesn't he? Oh, my God. Like, genuinely, he stormed out of the place.
He did.
I have to ring him.
Ask him if he's all right.
No, he's I owe him an apology. I owe him an apology. He's at his desk now. Hold on a second.
Hello.
Hey, how are you, buddy?
I'm Grant.
Listen, hard luck on Riddle Wars. We're on the air. Please don't swear.
Okay. Kelly only won by cheating.
She didn't cheat.
She didn't cheat at all. She didn't cheat. She got the answer right.
Well, sorry, you cheated by awarding her 1 million points for no reason.
Rory, I owe you an apology because the sun is technically a star, so you got a point for that, okay?
Oh, was that this? Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, being technically correct, as we know, is the best kind of correct.
But you still lost. Bye.
Such a loser.
Vicks VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Never met somebody so competitive as that lad, honest to God.
So competitive. Okay. I've never done this before on VIPs, but such is the hype that I just have to go here and the week that's in it. Hamnet Jessie Buckley, she's obviously amazing. I'm going to see the movie on Sunday with a couple of girlfriends. I'm so excited. I want you to just listen to what Jane Fonda said at the Palm Springs International Film Awards about the film Hamnet.
Not only Jane Fonda,
no,
we've got Jane, we've got Killian, we've got Bradley Cooper. They're all fawning over her.
They are.
So if you've seen it this weekend.
Yeah, I am.
All right.
I can't wait.
Find out where the nearest theater is. You have to see it in a theater. And I urge you all, if you haven't seen it or if you have, go again. This is what film is supposed to be. This is a perfect film, in my opinion. It's ironic that a film about Shakespeare or about his family has little to do with words. It's beyond words. If you give yourself over to it and you can feel the scales falling off your heart as you watch, you feel yourself being taken down to bedrock. It's a primal film.
Where Fred Flintstone lives. What's that got to do with it?
No.
Huh.
She's talking about just how primal it is and how it just strips you. I cannot wait to see it. We've also had Cillian Murphy talking to Paul Mescal this week. They were at a special screening in London of Hamnet and they just did a really nice little Q&A. Listen to what Cillian says.
What I love about the performances in it from everybody, I don't feel the decisions, I just feel the characters, you know, and it's incredibly present. Mm-hmm. You know, you're just from the minute the film opens, the first frame of it, you're just locked in.
Yeah.
And that's really
that first frame is like, I think it's quite
stunning. And like, for people who are like in the business, you watch a lot of stuff and it's very hard to kind of forget that you're watching a film.
Yeah.
You know, but when you get that level of performance, it's magnificent. And the connection between you and Jessie is like really, really special. Can you talk a little bit about that?
I think she's just somebody who is like these phrases like force of nature and all of these kind of bandied around the whole time. But she is truly that.
Sorry to pull you away from this.
I can't stop talking about it.
No, but sorry to pull you away from our chats about Hamlet. Riddle Wars has gone to the dogs. No one is calling out their name. Everyone is cheating. From Matt. Matt, you're absolutely right. They're absolutely. It's like a classroom of children I'm dealing with. But thank you for pointing that out.
Absolutely.
God love you, sir. Hamlet.
Have I got time for the last little bit? I just want you to listen now to Bradley Cooper talking to Joe Rogan about the great Jessie Buckley.
Like, I just saw this movie, Hamnet. I don't know if you guys saw that or not.
No.
That's what I love about the movie. So Jessie Buckley in this movie, it's just basically playing, like, the most difficult role ever, the loss and all that stuff. And I fully, Joe, I'm watching it, sitting there, fully believing that this person is going through this. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, when you do that, when I believe that you're actually going through it, I mean, that's it. That's, and like, that, her performance in that movie is so.
She's so good, dude.
You, okay, you don't get better ads for that, do you?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And everybody that when we were talking about her winning on, was it Monday or Monday morning? Yeah. The amount of messages we got in from people just saying, just go. It's
yeah,
incredible.
I'll give you my review on Monday.
No,
the
last morning on the show, we played Killer by Kingfisher, and I looked up at you and you were absolutely bawling. You were in ribbons, and I said to you, what happened? What's wrong? And what was the reason you were crying?
Because my lads learnt it on the piano over Christmas.
And did they butcher it?
They do a beautiful performance of it.
That's why you were crying, okay? They never hit the high note. But I can't imagine if you are going to the cinema this weekend and you're sitting beside Victoria, remember that flood that took out the Kingsley?
He's right.
Yeah,
though.
Be warned. Thank you for listening to the 20-Minute Morning Show, the podcast from Red FM Breakfast with KC. We're live on air weekday mornings between 6 and 9 on Cork's Good Times Red FM. Have a good day.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. Love waking up in Cork. Red FM.